And we're very, very close to getting over $43,000. And once we reach our goal, we will suspend the membership drive immediately. It could happen during Mascot Wedding Show.
I think so. I think these guys got it in them.
It could.
It could happen later this evening.
Hey, that's great. That's great. It's 6 o'clock now. All right, stop talking. Thank you very much to Rush and Mr. Harris for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. Rush is sticking around. He will help us out with the rest of the show. But now, move out of the way, everybody. It's the Mascot Wedding Show. 472-5667, 888-917-5667, or online at koop.org. Folks, I'm a short timer here. I'm not going to be here for the entire show. So let's start to get those phones going. Let's raise some money. Let's help co-op. Come on, everybody. We're going to take them all. Let's do it. Let's do it now.
We worked our way up from East End pubs to gigs and backstage passes, Xboxing gents, West End clubs, Americans in dark glasses, driving 10 grand.
All right, we're going three microphones on this one. The time is 6:03 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP. Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community to get their pledges. That's right, we're not opening the phones to talk today. We're opening the phones because the co-op Spring 2K12 membership drive. That is right. It is one of the two times a year where we interrupt our normal programming to ask for your pledges, and we're very excited about it. We're going to have a fun show planned with some special guests. But what you need to do right now, if you like community radio in Austin, is you need to call 472-5667, or you can pledge online, koop.org. The only way that this show stays on the air is through the continued support of our listeners, and here's an opportunity for you to do that. And to tell us a little bit more about Membership Drive, we have a special in-studio guest. If you did not change the dial in the last 30 minutes, you already know this goofball.
That's right.
From Around the Town Sounds, it's Rush Evans.
Hey.
Rush Evans.
Hey. Rush Evans. Thank you, Mac David.
I'm going to just introduce you like I'm pressing a drop. Rush Evans. Rush Evans.
That's the biggest round of applause I've ever gotten.
Really, you're bumming me out, Rush.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mean to drag down the show, man.
Yeah. There was a wedding in your life, wasn't there? that's fun.
That's true. Yeah, maybe there was a little applause. Anyway, we need applause. We need love. We need support. We need our supporters to show the love and support the Mascot Wedding Show and support co-op
Damn
community
straight.
Radio. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The phone lines are open right now, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, as Mac just said. And there's always online, koop.org. Any amount is welcome. Truly, literally, we'll take a buck. But if you do the $60 level or higher, we have a gift for you. And it's that cool T-shirt or tote bag. You got to see I can't describe it.
Image. It's an image.
It's an image.
Can I be honest with you, Rush? Most of the T-shirts that co-op gives away, I just, when they give them to me, I'm like, oh, great, another grease rag.
Yeah.
another rag to clean a toilet with.
Not this one.
Can I be honest with you? This new design, it's killer.
It really, we're not just talking. We're looking at it right now in the studio. You can look at it right now on koop.org, koop.org. The shirts aren't in yet. We're just looking at an image. But we can't wait. I'm wearing last pledge drive, membership drive.
Yeah, that's like old that. Cotton. You toss that out.
Yeah. And by the way, a pledge of at least $25 also gets you our special Mascot Wedding Show premium, which are dueling chip clips.
Oh, yes.
You will get one blue chip clip, hopefully. I think that's the color, with my face on it because I'm a Democrat. And David Red for Republican.
Yes, and I am also a Native American.
That's right.
So it goes together twice. So there you go.
And you'll get both chip clips. However, I would prefer you only use one at a time. That is why they are dueling. If you want to be weird and clip the two clips together and giggle
chip
or something.
Or maybe... I just realized what that is.
Yeah.
The chip clips.
It keeps your chip bag closed.
Thank you.
I got a chip bag at my house. I'm being 100% honest right now that I just kind of crumpled and then stuck under something so it would stay closed.
Yeah.
No, sir!
I put a cinder block on my chips and hope that does the job of keeping them fresh.
Yeah, you know what it does, David? Also crushes them.
Huh?
See?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's why
you need these chip clips.
Yeah, and you can use one for your chips, and then you can choose the favorite one of us and put it on your intimate parts.
Yeah.
These
are, no, David, no.
I don't
these
see
are These are nip clamps.
No.
These are chip clips.
I was
I honestly cannot think of a, you know, we talk about all the good reasons to support co-op and we're your community radio station, and this is an important part of Austin and we serve the community in so many ways. I think you guys just gave the single best reason to support co-op.
Yeah, because we're the
chip clip.
We are the store for lovers.
That's right. Show the love for Mascot Wedding Show, 472-567-472-KOOP right now.
We have a goal today, today's show, and it's an attainable one.
Yeah.
And it is $500.
Oh, $500. That's a lot of money, Mac.
It is we can do it. We came close last time thanks to generous donations by Deidre.
What?
Elaine.
Okay.
Miss Lane Bean, is that her name?
Oh, sure, sure, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And also Doug.
Hey, all right.
That's right. All those people were awesome. Maybe one of them wanted to be anonymous now that I'm thinking about it.
Ah, well, it's out there, buddy. Now you could be out there too. We could revel in your money. We could revel in your finances. We could just open the books. 472-5667 nationwide for all of our friends abroad from the Armed Services Network. 888-917-5667. We're also online, koop.org. It'll walk you through the process. It's very simple.
By the way, it's not Elaine. Sorry. I think but we'll just say Miss Bean. I don't know where Elaine came from.
Oh, that's a name.
Yeah, but it's not her name.
Well, you know what? I'm saying we can call her.
Yes, and we also have today joining us some special studio guests. These are you kids. They are some local comedians. They're involved in various proyectos around town. They are frequent performers at Cool Town Theater. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, one of Courtney Sevener.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Courtney.
That is me.
Yep, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Awesome. And then we also have, nope, you're done. We also have Mr. Trey Fuentes.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you, Trey?
I'm doing all right. How's it going?
It's going okay. So what's going on with your Saturdays?
I worked all day.
Really? Where do you work?
A warehouse. Twin Liquors warehouse.
You didn't have to give a legitimate answer.
We're not supposed to?
All right, let's pause for cutting.
Hang on.
All right, and we're back.
No, because you probably should mention your, because when you make a fool out of yourself later, it's going to reflect bad on them.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to get fired soon.
Yeah. Okay, well, see, right there, that's something you shouldn't say.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, if you were to tell us, like, why you would get fired, that's probably not something you should say on the air, like, for stealing or something.
Because I steal so much.
Yeah, exactly.
See, Trey, right there.
You know,
what's
see,
that?
We're trying to tell you not to do these
and
things.
I'm always late.
No, see, Trey, you have to stop this now. Just... We won't even talk about it. We won't even talk about your proclivities.
I didn't clock out for lunch today.
Okay.
Trey!
Stop it!
Trey is official. Bad news. By the way, you may also tweet at us.
Mm-hmm.
We're at Mascot Wedding. If you tweet it, I will see it and I will read it. Looks like we got one phone line busy. Our second phone line, not busy at the moment. And you know what? The second phone answer, they're just over there reading Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
They're halfway through that book.
All the level. Man, that is a... big book.
That's a thick book.
Plowing through it. I saw her bring it this morning, and she was like, yeah, I'm going to put this to bed tonight.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, she sure did.
I like how angry you were, Rush.
We got to fix that. Phone ring. 472-567.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. How are you, David?
I'm okay. I'm a little frazzled, but other than that, I'm fine. I have rented a car for the weekend, and I forgot how much I hate driving. So now I am on edge about every single thing and person in the world.
You know what helps? You know what calms me down?
What's that?
Cutting!
You know what? I've actually tried my old standby, liquor. But
You tried your old standby what?
I don't understand what the problem is. It's, you know, liquor.
Oh, did you say liquor?
Oh, no. See, you're saying it wrong. I believe we're talking about our old pal, liquor.
Courtney, do you know what he's saying right now?
Yeah, he's saying liquor.
See? Okay. We're all on the same.
Okay. You're talking about liquor, right, David?
Yes.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is I drank and drove. And it
jeez.
Just, yeah. We're hard-hitting subjects.
Not really, folks.
It's like Party of Five. No, I didn't really, of course. I'm terrified of that mere thought. And it's funny to like be in the car this weekend driving around running errands and thinking about when I was younger and I would do stupid stuff like that. And I'm like, I should have been dead 4 times already. But I'm not, so yay.
And so thanks to your listener pledges, we'll keep this monster on the air. Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Bring me your women.
I'll also accept women, apparently.
Yeah.
What's that? We won't? Okay, that's fair enough. That's probably for the best.
Yeah, we'll work out something.
Yep.
How are you, Mac Blake?
Oh, thank you, David. I'm terrifyingly awful.
Is that so?
Yes. I'm vibrating. I'm so mad at everything.
Oh, my goodness.
I just got off of, literally, I flew in, well, no, excuse me. Literally, I drove straight from the airport here.
Okay.
Like, I just got in from a flight. I was in Santa Fe.
Oh, my goodness.
For the weekend, Santa Fe, New Mexico, because the International Tomato sent me there.
Oh, sure, yes.
To do a little tomato business.
Mm-hmm.
And Santa Fe, kind of a boring town.
Is that so?
I mean, but it's boring in a good way.
Okay.
It's very pleasant, but there is not necessarily a whole lot to do there. Guess the population of Santa Fe.
I'm going to say 225,000.
70,000.
Really?
That is a state capital, folks.
Wow.
I know.
How about that?
But no, it's a very peaceful place, but it's very different. It's like Santa Fe, slow your roll. Like that could have been their motto or whatever. Because it seems like there's no building allowed over 5 stories, and most buildings look the exact same.
Oh, okay.
They all look like that adobe squares. It's like a nation of people, entire city of people built a town out of cardboard boxes.
Uh-huh.
Like if the apocalypse happened and the only thing that was still standing was a UPS building.
Yes.
Like a warehouse, and then they just built a box town.
So it's like this weird like Clay Hooverville, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on board with this.
Yeah. You guys can talk, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
I have never been to Santa Fe.
That's.
I was just listening intently to say like, well, never go there.
Well, no, see, now I feel like I'm doing a disservice. You can. If you like Solana, it reminded me a little bit of West Texas.
I have. It's all stucco. The whole town is stucco.
It is stucco, but there's some things to do there.
Yeah,
if you want to do it.
There's,
hey guys,
we'll get to it. Rush. I'm in the middle of my Santa Fe story.
Okay, I'm sorry.
4725667. So I was staying at this hotel, and it was a very nice hotel, but they had this image on everything, and it was of a deer that was sitting down.
Okay.
Like not like a deer like reclining in a chair like it's some sort of human deer.
Okay, so it's not like a Big Johnson shirt or something.
No, it could be laying down.
Okay, I see.
And so there was a little piece of paper in my hotel room, and it said, the story of the sleeping deer. And it explained why this logo, I mean, seriously, this logo was on everything. Like, it was even on the dirty laundry bags.
Sure.
And so the story of the sleeping deer was, or is, apparently there was a mighty hunter, and he would hunt the land, and he was really good at hunting, and he was able to feed his family, until suddenly his fortunes changed. And hunting proved scarce, and his family was starving, and so he was out day and night looking for game. And it was snowing, too. And so he came across in the snow a sleeping deer, and he drew back his bow ready to shoot this deer, and the deer goes, no, don't shoot me. And the guy goes, a deer that can talk. And the deer goes, of course I can talk. If you let me live, and that was glazed over, never mentioned again, by the way.
Uh-huh.
If you let me live, I promise you that every time you go hunting, it will be successful. And the guy's like, fair enough.
Uh-huh.
And so he does not kill the deer, comes back the next day, deer's turned to stone.
What?
And then the man, however, the hunter, best hunting of his life from there on out. Just all the time. But here's the thing. That deer was selling out the other deer.
Yes.
Because he wasn't like, he's hunting for veggies. He's like, if you let me live, you can kill these other guys. Basically, that deer was a snitch.
Yeah. And you know what happens?
What?
Snitches get stitches.
Well, they don't in this situation. He got turned to stone.
Okay, make that rhyme then.
I can't. But it's like Legend of the Snitch Deer.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that happened.
I think the deer lucked out being turned to stone.
Yeah.
I mean, because he was still in the sleeping position.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he pretty much died in his sleep.
Yeah.
He's lucky he ended up with his throat slit and a rat in his mouth.
Oh, but also...
like he's in the trunk of some other deer's car.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't put his head into a deer vise.
Yeah. And send a message to the other deer.
Yeah, exactly. Then also the other scenario could have happened where if I was writing this story and I'm a hunter and I'm coming upon this deer and the deer says, don't shoot me, I would go a talking deer and capture that deer anyway and take it around the country and make a fortune off of it. That's it.
That's true. Yeah, that would have been it. Regular Karate says on Twitter, can I pledge via tweet? Put me down for 20 internet bucks. In return, please make Trey sad. Oh, that was Lance Gilstrap.
Yeah.
Who said that? You can pledge online, kop.org.
Yeah, and I will not.
Skill strap.
Yeah, no deal, Lance. I'm not going to make this fat idiot sad. This dumb loser. I won't do that to him.
He's a jerk.
I'm just kidding.
By the way.
Trey, don't do that.
We're talking about me?
Speaking of pledges, however, Rush, do you have something to tell us?
You know, I say this with excitement and hesitation. Oh. Yeah, we do have something good.
Oh, okay, good.
Mac, it's John Erler.
Whoa.
He's a renewing member.
The Elk Master himself.
The Elk Master himself, Elk Mating Ritual Hour, right here on Co-op. He's very much in the spirit of you guys. Brings the humor to co-op, you know.
More about us, less about him.
More, that's right. John, thank you. But I got to tell you what he said.
Uh-oh.
Max got to say. Now, I can only assume that he's, you know, Rush Limbaugh had a bad week, so I can only assume he's talking about that Rush.
We're not allowed to say half of those words on the air. In fact, that one, I think, is an out-of-date medical term.
Well, what it is, why don't you read it? Yes. Why don't you read it, Rush? Belittle yourself.
Let's see. He says something to the effect of, Flush Rush, go mascot wedding show.
Go,
yeah, I know,
ouch.
John. He's got to be talking about Limbaugh.
Actually,
does he Rush Evans?
Actually, I had that explained to me last night by Mr. Lance Gilstrap. There is a thing called Flush Rush where you call into the Rush Limbaugh show, make it past the call screeners, make them think you have a salient
play a toilet sound?
And then you flush your toilet when you get on the air.
That's amazing.
I thought that was the greatest
Seriously?
Thing. Yes.
I hadn't
yes.
heard that.
Oh. You know what? If you ever do that to us, I think we will just probably applaud you.
I think so.
But David.
Yes, sir.
It looked like John pledged at the sustainer level.
Yes.
What? We clap for sustainers.
Woo! And sustainers get two gifts. They're right here at 472-567-472-KOOP. If you show the love during the mascot wedding show,
ugh,
we'll make that goal that we were striving towards. I know it's all about the love here, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's sort of the theme every week, guys.
Let's lower the temperature.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Burning
two
hot.
Gifts, that cool T-shirt or a tote bag or one or two of each. Well, your choice, but you can make it at 472-5667, 472-KOOP, or right online at koop.org, or at the toll-free 888-917-5667, and do it now, folks. Do it during mascot weddings.
Right.
Support
we
these
will,
guys.
We'll talk more about the sustainer level later in
yes.
the show.
And also, I should offer one thing. Normally, I have Gonna Fly Now queued up for sustainers. I don't have that, but I will give you this. Even though my voice is my moneymaker, I will offer this to you right now. That's right, you get hype sounds for
hype
sustainers.
Sound.
Yes.
Boy, we got another tweet from Luby's Arby's. That's Max Lipschitz from the improv troupe Tears But Joy.
Hit the dump button.
Which that's his name. That's his name.
Don't care for that.
Which Courtney and I are also part of. And he says, can Trey and Courtney kiss on air? I would like to hear that.
Hey, yeah, let's pop this up. Let's
tell you what, I'll do you one better, Max. Pot us up. Me and David are gonna kiss on air.
Yeah, that's sure.
Here's what it sounds like. Hey, David.
Hey, Mac. Hey, put down those curds for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry, they're high in protein.
Oh, you've got a little on your lip right there.
David, my left arm is tingling.
Mac, are you okay? Mac.
So the answer is we would have a heart attack before it would happen.
That's right.
Yep. Yay, great.
And I was just about to wipe the curds off his lip.
And you know what? That's the kind of thing that you can support. Co-op Radio. Oh, man. By the way, guys, super important update.
Mm.
Last week on the show, we talked about Reliant Plumbing.
Yes, yes.
And we had talked about them previously on the show as well. It's this plumbing company, I guess, that is it's in town, and they have a display window. And this display window is the showcase for Fever Dreams. And I was, because they have like little displays that involve a toilet. Like, for instance, this past summer, they had a toilet with glasses on its case and a scar, and it said Harry Potter and the Deathly Bowels.
Mm-hmm.
And then, wow. Yep.
Yeah, the Deathly Bowels.
During Valentine's Day, Valentine's Month, if you will.
Yes.
Take that, Black History. No, yeah. During February, they had a little like Valentine's Day theme where they had two toilets on a date.
Aww.
Oh, that's
yep.
cute.
It's not. It's weird. It's really weird.
Were they both eating the different ends of one long string of toilet paper?
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah. Well, I hope not.
Yay!
Okay, well, this time around, though, because the last show took place in February, now it's March, they've changed it. So now there is a rainbow in the display window.
Okay.
And it is leading to a toilet full of gold. That was up March 1st.
Yes.
A couple days later, the toilet then had a giant green shiny hat added to it.
Oh,
yeah. So is the toilet the pot of gold, or is it a leprechaun?
Wait a sec. Yeah. See, that's interesting. Maybe that hat is there left over from dead leprechauns of yore, and the toilet is the pot of gold, and that's what you find. But yeah, there's like dead leprechauns around there.
Samantha Pichel, who's on the show, Pichel. Sorry.
Yeah.
I keep screwing up her last name on purpose for some reason.
Yeah.
She was on the show last week, and she sent a link to their blog, and there are pictures of their displays throughout the months.
What?
And one of them was just a... So they had the toilet, right? Mm. And then a giant cardboard cutout of Chewie. Chewbacca.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Was...
Nope.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
And then come Easter, they had Chewie in the toilet and then like some Easter eggs around.
So this is basically like...
A time-traveling dimensional toilet that visits...
Thank you for saying time travel because it was a long time ago.
Oh.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Oh.
The 70s.
So basically like this display window is like, pardon the interruption background. Like it's just, we'll put a cutout of Chewie up there. It's fine.
I promise you though, once the membership drive is over, if we hit our goal today of $500,
yes,
I will completely, I will do everything in my power to interview the Reliant Plumbing people on the air.
God, that'd be so great.
I got to talk to these weirdos.
We should pitch them a display window. Like, what's coming up this summer? Like, what's a big movie?
Batman's coming up.
Batman, okay.
Avengers?
Okay.
What would you say?
You got a Bat Bowl.
Yes.
Bat Bowl.
We can make a Batman one.
Yeah. I like this. Yeah. Yeah.
John Carter of Toilet.
No, a summer movie. That's coming out in a couple,
weeks. You're trying to shoehorn that in too much.
Yeah.
Toilet. But it seems like they play off the holidays and the seasons, right? So it'd just be some kind of summer scene, like a beach
toilet? Well, then explain that Harry Potter toilet.
God, I forgot about that.
You sure did. You look like a fool right now.
How about, like, the Summer Olympics are coming up, so it's like the Bummer Olympics, because toilets are where you put your bum.
Ugh.
Or maybe the toilet could just be one of the rings.
Oh, see.
And then the other rings could be built onto it.
You're much better at this than I am.
Yeah, I'm creative.
You know what, though? They previously had a running toilet, like wooden legs for as your toilet. I did not want this segment to last this long. Yeah. It was supposed to be a quick toilet update about this crazy thing. And like, but I'll say this, the Keep Austin Weird, this toilet company's doing it.
Yeah. They're the ones. They're the ones flying the flag.
And they're not doing it in a way that makes me want to attack them with a bulldozer.
Right.
Like, hey, are you guys in a Target? Well, now we're having a drum circle in it. Like, oh, jeez.
Let's have a flash mob at this funeral. No.
What are you, the Westboro Baptist Church?
I thought you were going to say the Wet Bandits for some reason.
The Wet Bandits?
Yeah, what are you, the Wet Bandits?
They're both flash mobs.
The Wet Bandits were not a flash mob.
Yeah, they were. And the Westboro people.
That would actually... That would be great. If, like, Banksy was the head of the Westboro Baptist Church, and this was all just, like, an elaborate art prank.
We got a...
Like they're all French.
We got a tweet from Mr. Dave Justice, who says, okay, you got your blood money. Now stop saying all those horrible things about me on the air. I think Dave Justice just tricked us into saying his name more.
Whoa. Let's back it up. We were talking about former Atlanta Brave David Justice.
That's right.
Who beat Halle Berry. And
that's
you,
right.
You do not do that.
Local author and comic book writer Dave Justice.
Yes.
I don't think has ever burned down a house. Wait, no.
You're thinking of...
I'm thinking of Andre Rison.
You're thinking...
Another Atlanta sports star.
But he didn't burn his house down. Lisa Left Eye Lopez did.
That's right.
Because she was mad at him. She was burning his shoes in the bathtub, and the house caught on fire. And she's dead now. How did that happen?
Wow.
You're going to miss me when I'm gone, Mac.
Am I? Bumming out the show. Yeah, David... Folks, David has only got like 5 more minutes before he's got to take off. So if you want him...
Trey, you're misunderstanding.
Sorry.
If you want him to say your name on air, you're going to have to call him probably right now.
Yeah.
472-5667.
You know, and I'll interject, guys.
Why, Rush?
Yeah, we've got to get off the fire subject, you know, since it's, you know, we got some... Tough,
why is that, Rush?
Tough
because
stuff in our past. We won't go there. But
are you sure? Because I'm more than willing to go there.
Yeah, go where, Rush? Where are we going?
Where are we going? We have to move to the station because this one burned down. Is that where we're
something
going?
Something like that. But this is our new beautiful station. We love it here.
It is great.
You love us here. It's community radio, and it's the Mascot Wedding Show. And it's you know, this is public affairs. What you guys are doing. I think these last 5 minutes, especially. I think this. Don't you think?
Yeah, we're like a community calendar.
With the toilets, you know. I mean, I think we're.
I love hearing you skirt issues.
Well, you know, this is doggone it. This is community radio, and no, seriously, this is serious fun what we're up to here at Mascot Wedding Show every week. This is what it's all about. This is what makes co-op co-op.
God, I hope not.
And we
a lot of toilet talk.
For this hour anyway. But this is where our supporters got to show the love, help us out, be one of us. We don't call it our pledge drive. We call it our membership drive because we consider ourselves members. We're all members here. We're volunteers here. We give up our time and labor and sweat and passion for yes. community here. So we want to hear from our callers. I think we just heard from one.
By the way, people whose tweets I read, Dave Justice, Luby's Arby's, Regular Jenny. Karate. You guys want to check PayPal? Better see your names.
Yeah, better come correct. Saying. That's all we're saying.
Okay, guys. Here it is. It's Lance.
Hey,
there you go. Lance. Wait, hold on. Can I see this for a second?
You bet.
Okay, never mind. I thought they spelled his name wrong for a second. I thought it said Lance Billstrap.
Nope, it's Lance Gilstrap.
Lance Gilstrap.
Your voice made me call into pledge. That's so beautiful, I think I'm going to cry.
Please
that's
don't. Right.
No, I'm supposed to cry.
No
okay,
moisture.
That's right.
That's right, Trey.
That's right. And you know what? Make us cry. I want to see Trey cry before I leave.
How much money will it take you to cry, Trey?
$1.
How much money? Did you...
No, higher, Courtney, higher.
Money that...
Oh, $45,000?
No, Trey, lower.
Oh, 52 cents.
No, that's lower than what Courtney said. I'm going to punch you in the face, Trey. Oh, that'll get it done.
I tell you what, let's get folks calling, and we'll see what the tier threshold is yeah. as the calls come in. Huh?
In the meantime, I will sing Letter Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hey, but we should say thank you to Lance.
Yes.
Thank you, Lance.
For pledging in.
And thanks all of Co-op listeners. Call us 472-5667. Lance did.
Yes.
Yes, Lance did, and he pledged at the level that will get him the Mascot Wedding Show Premium, which are dueling chip clips.
Yes.
That's right. One David chip clip, one Mac chip clip.
Team Mac, Team David for your chip supremacy.
Yes, why hasn't that been a thing?
I wanted it to be, but nobody bid on it.
You know what our problem is? We haven't fought over the same terrible acting lady yet.
Well, let's pick one.
Okay. Ooh. Terrible actress.
Kathleen Turner.
No.
I don't know.
Bridget Fonda.
Kathleen Madigan.
Bridget Fonda is not a good actress.
But she's still getting it done. Yeah, I will fight over her.
You can have her.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wait, can I?
Consensual, David.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Because I'm asking first with my numbs.
What about that girl from Easy A? What was her name?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Yeah. Let's not make this the Babe Report.
I think she's a good actress, though.
I think so too.
Yeah.
God.
Not a good actor. You don't think she's a good actress?
No.
She's a great actress.
What?
You just all think she's attractive.
What? You know what? I was like gonna list her movies, but she's been in some real terrible movies. So it's like, well, you're telling me that Emma Stone from The Rocker.
We should probably take a break.
Yes, we should take a break.
Yes. But the phone number is still 472-5667, 888-917-5667, or online at koop.org. There's a little button in the upper left-hand corner. You click it, you spend about 5 minutes on it, and you help out co-op. We're chipping away at our goal. We're trying to end this thing early. I don't want to be back here next week doing a membership drive show. So call in, support co-op, and help us out. Mac, what are we going to hear?
From her album, I believe is off her album, Tramp. At least I hope it is. I heard this thing this week is great. Sharon Van Etten. The song Serpents More, Mascot Wedding Show, Dispuesto de Esto. The Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake. David Hotta just had to leave the studio. He is doing the Master Pancake shows this month, Con Air, along with John Erler from Elk Mating Ritual and Lance Gilstrap, so all the people that pledge. So I hope. And you're like, wait, Mac, are you promoting David's thing? No, I'm not, because it is sold out this weekend. So if you wanted to go, you can't. But anyway, that's what he is up to. Yes, but we am joined in studio by choreographer and the star of Around the Town Sound, so I can barely see because now he's so far away. You can switch on this mic if you want to.
Okay.
Mr. Rush Evans. How's it going, Rush?
Hey, it's good, David. Thank y'all. Hey. Hey, I got to say that Trey's wearing a Rush shirt.
Wait, who? Special in studio guest Trey Fuentes?
That's yes, me. That's Trey.
And also in studio guest, equally as special, Mrs. Courtney Sevener.
Yay. Mrs. Courtney.
Not wearing a Rush shirt.
Not wearing a Rush shirt. That's okay. And by Rush shirt, we mean Rush, the Canadian rock group.
Not the...
Power Trio.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't. You know what?
Geddy Lee.
No, I do not like the band Rush. Ah. I don't like... See, I grew up in San Antonio. So I heard a lot of Rush on the radio.
Oh, I'll bet.
And do not care for them. I think it is? I think it was Geddy Lee's voice. Pretty sure.
Makes sense.
I never actually heard of or any songs by the band Rush until I saw the movie I Love You, Man. And that is all about Rush.
Oh, yes, it is, unfortunately.
Great movie, though.
Really? Is you it? See, I'm a huge fan of the band, and I've not seen the movie.
Well, there you go.
That's your mistake.
I'm on it.
Get on it, Rush.
And speaking of getting on it, we need to hear from folks. Yes, we do.
Why? Because it's the...
It's a membership drive.
That's right.
We need to hear from our supporters, from our listeners, from the Mascot Wedding Show fans. Support Max. Support David. This is what we do, folks, and it is a service to the community. The schedule is filled with all sorts of stuff that you don't get on commercial radio. That's what makes co-op special. You just look at it on koop.org and you'll see what we're all about. You probably already know that because you're a co-op listener and you're a fan of the Mascot Wedding Show, and you can show your support right now at any level. And that's at 472-5667, 472-KOOP. If you do it at the $60 level or higher, we've got a gift for you. With the t-shirt or the tote bag, look at them on the website, coop.org. Boy, at the $35 level, just the $35 level makes you a co-op member. That means you get voting rights. You're part of this nonprofit cooperative that is a community service. But more important than being part of Austin's nonprofit community and supporting community radio and co-op are those chip clips at the
That's
$35
correct.
Level.
No, not even that, Rush. A minimum pledge of $25 gets you...
$25?
Yeah, that's correct.
What?
$25 gets you the Mascot Wedding Show dueling chip clips.
Dueling chip clips, a
one's
blue
got,
and a red.
One's got David's face, one has mine. So
it's,
there you go.
It's a very patriotic
also,
thing.
Also, Rush, did you want to give those away? No, over there. Yeah, how much were you giving these away for?
Well, on the last show, we were saying if you pledged at the $80 level, but this is your show.
Tell you what, we didn't give it away. We'll knock it down. If you do a minimum pledge of $50, we have tickets to go see Shearwater tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Antone's.
They're crazy good. I played two songs from their brand new album just last hour on Around the Town Sounds, All Austin Music. This is a way to be part of Austin's community.
So tell you what, 472-5667. Pledge of $50, you support Co-op Radio, you get the chip clips, and you get to go see Shearwater.
What?
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
That's a crazy good deal. Okay, right now, 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
And right now, our phone answerers, they're not doing anything. They're sitting there at a laptop. They're looking at a bootleg copy of Hunger Games. It's a scene where it looks like Woody Harrelson and Lenny Kravitz are like high-fiving and telling Jennifer Lawrence to shoot people with arrows. Is that right? So, yeah. Make them stop watching their illegally downloaded, stolen movie and put them to work. 472-5667. Camera for a Face on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Who I know this person. Her name is Arian. And she says, Trey, you're fired now. Cry.
Oh.
And she also says, don't use San Antonio to defend your poor taste in music. How was I? What?
I think she's talking about Courtney.
No, she's
way.
Talking about me. She's saying that because I heard so much of it that I don't like... No. San Antonio, look, San Antonio loves certain things. It loves classic rock, and it loves metal, and it also, I guess, likes mariachi music.
And
I don't
Alamo.
Know, but it's popular in restaurants, music-wise, Courtney.
Oh, okay.
Of course we love the Alamo.
Do y'all have Alamo rock there?
We have tons of Alamo rock. A lot of Defender-based music. A lot of music where everyone dies at the end. Aww.
White's Great White.
You mean music that we stole from Mexicans? We didn't steal them. Well, whatever.
Isn't most music stolen from Mexicans?
I don't know, Trey. I'm trying not to be political here.
All right. Fair enough.
It's very trying to keep it light. So I just flew in. Rush is like sitting down like 20 feet away from the microphone.
I'm right here, man.
How do you? No, you weren't.
I'm on it.
No, you weren't, Rush. Rush, Trey, Courtney, how do you guys feel about flying?
I'm not a fan.
I haven't flown in a long time.
I'm not a fan. I'll do it. I don't like it.
I don't think I care that much. I flew a little bit in high school, you know, for like UIL. They'd be like, hey, your prize is you get flown 45 minutes away in a plane to Lubbock, Texas. And
Lubbock has an airport? Or yeah. do you guys parachute out?
Yeah, we just parachuted down.
I have
it's like a halo jump.
Yeah, I got the full profiling treatment at the Lubbock Airport. I had long hair.
Really?
And I'm serious. I stood out like a sore thumb, and they went, "Sir, we're gonna need you to stand over here." I mean, it was just like straight out of a movie. I got the full profiling. That guy.
They're like, "Where's your weed, hippie?"
Yeah, it was like,
"Which shampoo bottle is it?"
It was. And I sat there and watched them let everybody else through for the next 20 minutes while I'm sitting over there.
What's this suitcase full of? California cheeseburgers?
I tell you. Anyway, I took you off topic.
No, that was we were talking about flying.
Is that where you were headed with that? Was the
this is how the show goes? This show's like jazz, Trey. Oh. Or I'm sorry, Rush.
Thanks,
also,
man.
Trey, it's like jazz.
Rush is like jazz.
The band Rush?
Yeah, that's right.
Then I hate jazz.
Oh, me too.
Because sometimes I'll be talking about toilets and suddenly, all of a sudden, be-doo-boop-boop-bop, skeety-boop-boop, flying. That's how it works. It's like jazz like that.
That is how it works. And you know what? That's what makes co-op cool. I got to throw in a quick plug.
Rush, we will get to them naturally. we are a talk show. We will talk about it. Okay. 472-5667. Literally, they are still watching the Hunger Games bootleg. Special effects on the bootleg aren't done. You can see arrows pointing to things where it's like, put a flaming arrow here or something.
It does say put a flaming arrow here.
Yeah, it does. Make them stop that. Make them talk to you. 472-5667. Or
and tell them your flight stories.
Pledge online, KOOP.org. Also, because here's why I brought it up. I flew in today. Uh-huh. I just flew from New Mexico, and boy, are my arms tired of carrying crystal meth. Oh, that's right.
It's not that heavy.
But we landed in Albuquerque, and I was like, oh, we had a little bit of time, and I was like, man, I kind of want to see if we can find some locations for Breaking Bad. Like, that'd be really cool to go to Los Pollos Hermanos and get my picture taken. Yes. Do you guys watch Breaking Bad?
See.
I don't.
You don't?
I have to. I keep hearing about it. I'm dying to.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good show.
I have no doubt.
I watched half of the first season, but it just got real depressing.
Stick with it.
Okay.
It doesn't get less depressing, but I feel like, because season one and season two, I'll be honest with you, I was watching them, but I was kind of like, these are all right. And then season three, I was like, oh, man, amazing. And then season four, oh, man, more amazing. And but that's the thing. We're like, where is Los Pollos Hermanos? We had to, like, look it up on the internet, of course, or else would you look anything up these days? And some guy had a blog about where it is in town. And he was talking about how, like, Albuquerque isn't really like, you know, oh, hey, here's where they shoot this thing. Because that kind of makes sense because it's like, oh, yeah, come to Albuquerque, home of meth. And then I was thinking, like, if you do really like crystal meth, like, you enjoy, you're a meth user, what do you think of the show Breaking Bad? Like, are those people into it? And then I was like, you know what? It's like, hey, man, you check out the show. What's it about? The world's coolest teacher. Like, all he does is make meth. And you're like, yeah, I wish that was my science teacher. High fives, drink Mountain Dew, play Frogger.
Meth has love.
I didn't
Frogger.
Even know that's what it was about.
Yes, it's, well, check it out. Don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
By the way, my parents called me today, got off the plane, and I had a voicemail. And I opened up, and my dad, and he goes, hey, Mac, we found an old Atari. Call me if you want it. Like, that was it.
You found what?
He's like, we found an old Atari. Call me if you want
it. Oh, an old Atari.
I was like, thanks, Dad. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. But the reason I brought up flying is because, man, I feel like nobody talks about this, but flying, like, messes up my pipes. Huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe I get a little bit nervous, but I just think, like, there's no way I'm going to die in a plane crash.
It's not nerves.
What is it?
It's just, I don't know. I think it's, like, the altitude or being in that condensed air or whatever. I'm using terms that aren't accurate.
It's pretty ridiculous
when you
think
about
it.
Do you know what I'm talking about,
like,
though? Do you ever get that?
It's because your body is going hundreds of miles an hour in the air, being hurled through the air by some sky hook. It's hooked onto something, I'm figuring.
Not natural.
Yeah, you're right.
Humans shouldn't be that far away from the ground.
That's what I'm saying, Trey. It ain't natural.
We take it for granted, but it's only been around 100 years. It's pretty astounding that we do this.
I know. I don't care for it. It ain't natural to be flying in the air.
Hogwash. It's amazing.
Huh?
It's hogwash.
It's complete hogwash.
If man were meant to fly.
It's like the wash of a
hog. He'd have had wings.
You're blowing my mind, Rush.
You just got
that's
really
something
deep.
I never said to the band, by the way. I was never like listening to like Tom Sawyer, like, you're blowing my mind. Stupid. Yeah. No, we were familiar with the song. Right? Oh. What was it, Trey?
Oh, nothing.
No, he has some say. Just say it.
Were you on drugs?
Trey, you know me better than that. No, this is no trick.
All right.
Is that what it takes to listen to the music? I have to commit a crime?
It's best when you're robbing a store. That's the best way to listen to 2112.
Then I would never do that, sir. A straight shooter, law abider.
That's a Rush reference.
I know. Okay, that much at least.
Since you don't like the band.
Well, David referenced it earlier in the show.
Oh, that's right, he did.
At least I'm listening to my own show, Rush.
That's right.
I may not listen to Rush, but I am hearing the words people say 5 feet from me.
That's right.
Katie Sicking says, is it rude to tweet during a wedding ceremony? Just asking. That feels like that's more about what you're doing, Katie, than this show.
It's true.
Tweet spended. That's what it takes. By the way, folks, our phone answers right now are both answering phones.
Hey, so how about that?
If you call in 472-5667, you get a busy signal. Wait a minute, call back in and we'll get to thank you on air. That's the other great thing about Membership Drive, and we can transition to this real quick, is that, at least it's my favorite thing, we get to thank the pledgers on air and read your name, and it's a really special moment. Because honestly, look, A, I'm surprised anyone listens to this show. B, the fact that people want to give it money, I am bowled over. Like, I am just insanely, grateful for that. It's amazing.
You know.
And so I'm still going, Rush. I almost had a tear in my eye. I just sucked it right back in when you said that. The fact that I get to thank someone on air is super great. So now, what is it?
Mac, we forgot to mention, or I forgot to mention earlier, we've got 120 more bucks that came in online.
Oh, awesome. Who was it?
We don't know.
We don't know?
They didn't give that up, but just to let you know, that's coming
in. It was two people.
So, yeah, it was two people, 60 apiece.
Oh, awesome. I think one of those probably was Dave Justice. So we will applaud for Dave Justice. Thank you, Dave. And if it is not you, I will take every applause. I will take every clap out of your hide. And then the other person who we don't know the name, we will thank you on air next week, and that'll be special. Katie Sicking says, is it bad etiquette to call in a pledge during a wedding ceremony? Hashtag kicked out.
It's good etiquette. Look it up. Look it up in Emily Post.
Yes. Is that a website? EmilyPost.net?
I'm telling you, that's good manners. If it's community radio. Only if it's community radio making a pledge during wedding, that's very much encouraged at 572, what am I saying? 472-5667 or straight online, coop.org.
Straight online.
So, Mac.
What's up, Courtney?
I have a question.
Please ask it.
So when you went out of town, you stayed at a hotel?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Did they have like a bag on the bed that said clean remote and it had your remote in it?
No, where's this going?
Okay, look.
She set you up for your bit.
No, I just, I've been seeing a lot of pictures on this Instagram photo thing, app, and they have pictures where they just show a hotel room and a remote in a clean remote bag, so that way you know there's no germs on it.
Oh, this is a thing?
Yeah.
No, this wasn't a chain hotel that I stayed in, and maybe that had something to do with it. But
dirty remotes at those hotels.
That's interesting. I wonder how that got started. Someone else complaining about it.
Well, that's my question, right? Because I don't know if it just became a thing as I got older, or if it was just always a thing, and I got older and I started caring about germs. But did everybody used to use hand sanitizer when we were kids?
No, of course not.
I did.
That's a thing, right? That just started.
You know what though? I understand a remote being dirty because, man, when I'm watching TV, I'm probably eating some food. I usually like to do a little clay work.
Okay.
Before touching a remote control. So, yeah. Now, the fact that they bag it up, I would almost appreciate that. Almost. It seems a little unnecessary, though.
Seems like I'd rather have the bed just bagged up.
Do you think they're just not washing the remotes? They're just putting it in a bag to make you think that they're cleaning it.
You know what? I'm fine with that. It's just peace of mind. Hey, Rush, do we have some more people to thank?
Oh, we do. We do, Mac. Hey, I'll tell you what. It's Nick Ramirez.
Nick Ramirez.
Hey. Nick. Go, Nick. Hey, thank you, Nick.
Nick Ramirez, he's a member of Midnight Society as well,
is that right?
Improv powerhouse and sketch troupe.
He's supporting his own kind. He's supporting his own kind with Mascot Wedding Show. Keep it up, Mac and David.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Nick.
Nick, thank you. Yes. Yes, and we've got another intent.
Oh, and Nick's pledge amount earned him the Mascot Wedding chip clips.
Chip clips?
But we also have one more person to thank. Who is that?
We do. That's Lisa Orr.
Lisa Orr. Thank you, Lisa.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Lisa. She hearts so many of the shows. She hearts them all, Mac. Hard to command? Graveside Service, big band, classic jazz.
Hey, let me see, Rush. I heard so many of the shows hard to command. Graveside, big band and classic jazz. Hard to command. I don't understand.
Hard to command.
Hard to compare? Hard to commandeer?
Yeah.
Sorry, Lisa.
Hard to whittle it down to just the few, I think, is what she was trying to get
Come
at.
On, phone
so,
answerers.
Graveside and Big Band and Classic Jazz were the first ones she thought of, but she probably, made it during Mascot
that's
Wedding,
right.
So she loves Mascot Wedding.
Take that,
so
Big Band and Classic Jazz.
Lisa, we love you. We do. We thank you for supporting Co-op, for being a member.
You know, when our phone answerers handed that to Rush, Rush looked at the thing and he goes, did she include a picture of herself? Which I thought was a little creepy for Rush to ask.
Me? Creepy?
No, Rush, you're a saint.
Something like that.
But to get back to your question, Courtney, there was no bag remote.
Well, and then I feel sorry for you, really, because you probably just got tons of germs and food all over your hands.
I probably did. You know, I had some weird encounters with the hotel staff there. Hmm. I think that the person who was the maid at our hotel only memorized key phrases in English. Because she'd be like, oh, I thought you were checking out today. And I was like, oh, no, actually, we're checking out tomorrow. And then looked at me like, I didn't understand a word of that. And I was like, oh, but you can clean the room right now. I'll leave. And then again, just a blank look. And yes, and then did not. Anyway, there's no real story there. Bless her heart. Did a great job. Did a great job. Yeah, also, that hotel had a hot tub. If anyone is... talking about bagging anything, I feel hotel hot tubs should just be bagged up or probably burned and then covered.
One time I went to a wedding in Abilene, Texas.
Keep it clean, Courtney.
Oh, I will. And we stayed at a Holiday Inn, but we were just real cheap. And so we had like four people and only two people registered in that room. And the we got away with it because the hotel lobby person just started hitting on my friend. So we just snuck him in the back door, real sleuth-like, and we all slept in the same room.
Oh. Good job, weirdo.
It was a triumph, okay?
By the way, one of these people, I'm guessing, got the Shearwater tickets.
See, that's what I was going to go ask Jenny about that here in a minute, because, yeah, we were offering those Shearwater. Let me go do that, because I want to know if we still have the Shearwater to offer.
Rush, could you also figure out a total for the show when you were doing this?
Yes, I'm on it, man.
I appreciate it. Trey, no hotel tales of scariness?
I still have a weird thing where I like to go to hotels.
Oh man, me too.
Anytime I can.
Yeah, no.
Like just being in them, I feel like a kid. Like I know, I realize that everything is probably filthy and dirty, but I don't care. I just want to go in and just like turn the air down real low and just kind of go to sleep.
People are talking about like going on like, oh, the road is so tough. And I guess if you're in a like an RV, maybe it is kind of tough. But like I remember I was reading this author's blog and he was like, just one hotel after the next on a book tour. And I was like, you are living my dream.
Yeah.
I just like being away from my stuff.
I also like free HBO.
Okay, yeah.
Last one I was at had Showtime.
What?
What?
You can go watch House of Lies.
Oh, I saw a movie about killer fish.
Was it called Piranha in 3D?
Piranha.
Piranha? Yeah.
Piranha 3D.
All up on ya.
Was that the tagline for...
It should have been, right?
I started watching the trailer for... Piranha
3
Double D?
Yeah.
Whoa.
The sequel to Piranha 3D? And I got about 30 seconds into this trailer, and I was like, why am I watching this?
Is that a breast reference? Or?
Oh, it definitely is.
Oh, okay. I've never seen Piranha 3D, so I don't know.
It had a underwater slut ballet, or underwater skank ballet.
Oh.
And that description right there came from the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think Adam Scott was in it. He was in it. Yeah. And he described it as that. And I think the people who made the movie were okay with it. By the way, Piranha 3D, that is a, I'm not even going to say a huge piece of garbage, because it wasn't even 90 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
I saw it, and like I was like, I thought it was going to be real fun after hearing like it described by Paul Scheer.
Yeah.
And then I actually saw it, and it made me feel real bad. Like just, oh, there's a lot of people dying in that movie.
That movie had a great cast, and I'm sorry, great cast. That movie was terrible.
That's how I felt about like the first 30 seconds of Ghost Ship. Because that's all anybody ever watched, because literally it's like this really nice Titanic-esque boat scene, and everyone's it's a little girl dancing with her dad, and then something snaps, and then everyone on the boat gets sliced in half with like this wire, except for like this little girl dancing with her dad, because she's too short.
Whoa. That sounds awesome.
That's Ghost Ship. Just watch the first minute.
And you're saying it gets better from there?
No, I just turned it off after that.
Oh.
How can you get better than that?
All you need is the first minute.
That's right.
Wow.
To be fair, no one has ever seen the rest of Ghost Ship.
I don't think they have.
I don't think it exists.
Oh my gosh, guys. We came so close. We have 6 minutes left. We're at $415 for the show, which I got to say, not too shabby. However, if you want to push this over the top, you have 6 minutes left to do so. 472-5667. Folks, I got to say this. You may say to yourself, and I realize I probably should have said this earlier, that my favorite pledge level is the sustainer level because it's $120, but we can take it off your credit card in monthly installments of $10. It's kind of the cheapest bill you got, and you get to support Co-op Radio for an entire year. If you did not pledge during this show, please stay tuned for the clear spot and pledge during that show. Rush, thank you so much for helping out
today. Hey, thank y'all. This has been a wild ride.
It has, man.
The hour goes so fast.
That's right. And thank you, Trey Fuentes. Thank you, Courtney Sevener.
Trey, Courtney.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Getting warmed up. How much longer are we here?
We have to go. I know. Oh. We are unjustly only given an hour.
But 4.5 minutes remain to push us over the proverbial cliff for this hour. But like Max says, we got the clear spot coming up next.
How much is the pledge level for to get those Rush chip clips?
There's no Rush chip clips.
Oh.
I don't know who told you that. It's a dirty lie. Please don't spread it around. But folks, we're going to leave the show with the band Chi-Town. Oh, excuse me, the band Cribs. There's a song Chi-Town off of their album. Cribs. Jesus Christ. See you next week.